the empowerment. I'm sure if Cain were alive, he would have loved to have what we have. Now we have been given dominion over sin. Sin does not rule you anymore. When you sin, it's because you want to sin. I have to tell you honestly. If you see yourself being drawn to sin, begin to plead the blood of Jesus, because that sacrifice has been made so that you will be strong. The Christ in you, the hope of glory, will take you up right away into the glorious essence of God. And where there is light, there is no darkness. Because the Holy Spirit is in you, the darkness cannot be in you anymore. And anywhere you go, the Spirit of God goes. That is why I said, there's this song that says, I can't remember this. Glory goes with me everywhere I go. I can't remember. It was by the CC Winners or something. You know? Wherever you go, you carry the glory. And as you're going, God the Father and Son are inside of you. The angels are following. And if they are following, why wouldn't the goodness and mercy and peace and everything God promised go with you? But it doesn't mean that you will not have challenges. And that's why I say, when you go through fire, I'll be there with you. But he has given you power over sin. That is one. And you know what? I've heard people say, God doesn't care what I do with my body. Hell no, God cares. He cares what you do, because it's now his body. Are you trying to tell me that now we are here, if you go home and you see miscreants in your house, you can't flush them out? Call police, do whatever it takes to get them out of your house. And this is your house. Jesus threw away the money changers in the temple built by men. And remember, God says he cannot dwell in a temple built by hands. Yet he cleaned that temple. What do you think he would do when the temple he made for himself is no longer habitable? You have no excuse, because he has given us the power. So you have to take dominion over sin. In Leviticus, I think it's Leviticus 20. I'll find it and I'll give it to you if anybody wants it. God told the Israelites they should not cut their body for the dead or make tattoos on their body. He was not dwelling in the body then, but he cared what you do to your body. So now he cares more. That is one. Now we look at Cain. Why also should God give us all this? Remember, let's go to Mark chapter 16. I think I ought to take it from there. Mark chapter 16. And I'm reading just the last chapter of Mark. And I'll read from verses 15. And then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. He gave us the Holy Spirit so that we can have power to preach the gospel. Go ye into the world to preach the gospel. Are we going out? I remember when I was born again initially, you know, and then miracles started happening around me. I'll say things would begin to happen. I was excited. And then I backslided. And then I lost it. But when I got back to God and I said, God, what happened? He said, those things were not for you. It's for the gospel, for you to reach out, the enablement. And I have good news, because I don't know you. You know yourself with God. If there's anybody here who has backslided, today is your day of restoration in Jesus' name. Come back. Father is crying, looking for you. Remember the prodigal son. He's ready to welcome you with all heart, open heart. So he gave us this Bible to go and preach. Are we preaching? To be honest with you, we are not doing it. Christians are just pew decorators. We come and sit down on Sunday, hear the sermon, and go home. And the best we do at preaching is try to convert each other to come to our church. Others will say, Catholic, and said, huh? You're Catholic? Don't you know? And then they will say, Pentecostal. Pentecostal will say, Anglican, and others say, hey, you come to my church where there's power and miracles and God is working. And then The conservatives, the Catholic Anglican, will see a Pentecostal and say, huh, you people make so much noise. Come to our own, where the Spirit of God flows. They have left the outer part. They should go and preach. Jesus said, there are others who are of mine, but they are not here. Where are they? You are not giving the Holy Spirit to feel good and say, I'm a child of God, goodness and mercy follows me. You are giving the Holy Spirit so that you can walk in God's vineyard. And he says, when you walk in my vineyard, I walk in yours. Go and get them and put them in the pews. They will hear the pastors. They says, make disciples. They will grow from the pew and they will go out again and look for other people, and the church grows. Not for us to wear it on Sundays and wear it as a badge of honor when we have not accomplished that. And then, let's also continue. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. Power. Dominion. Which was given to Adam and Eve, which they lost. Christ died, and we got it back. Are we taking control? Are we dominating our environment? Are we doing the will of God? Lay hands on the sick, because we have the Holy Spirit and believe, and it will come to us. Do we believe? The Bible says that ye are gods, because you are the children of the Most High God, but you die like mere mortals. Why? Because you don't know who you are. Let me be honest with you. When you respond to altar call, what you are doing is saying to God, though the right my foreparents, Adam and Eve, gave to me, the right to choose, I'm giving it back to you. So that you can choose for me. Because when you make your decisions, it might not be in line with God's decisions. But when you hand over that power, then Christ will come and rule in you. And that was why he told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you cannot put a new wine in an old skin. So you cannot have the Holy Spirit in you and be living your life the way you want it? No. You give it to Christ. And then he will rule over you. And then you begin to manifest the glory of God. And as a carrier of God in you, where do you go? God cannot see. He wants to see through your eyes. So since he lives in you, whatever you see, you're exposing God to. What are you exposing God to see? Anything you see, I know God sees everything, but anything you see is what you're telling God to see. Wherever you go, you take God to. Where do you go? Because your legs now are the legs of God. What are you doing with your hands? What are you thinking? Because God is in you. And he says, whatever you do now, you're making him do it. What are you making God to do? Are you glorifying God in your body? Or are you aligning your body with the prostitutes? Whomever you align yourself with, you are. Because God wants to manifest in glory. In you, in me. But we've got to let him do it. Because on his own, he says he cannot do without you. No, let me put it this way. He said, Paul Augustine that said it, that without man, God will not. Because without God, man cannot. So he has come into you, he has given you the enablement. Now he's waiting for you to spring up and begin to manifest. The whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Remember, he says, I'll dwell in them, I'll be with them, and I'll be their father, and you'll be my sons and daughters. What are you manifesting? What are you manifesting? Can we please stand up? Father, we thank you. Begin to ask God to give you the grace to manifest his glory. That everywhere you go, you know that you are the carrier of God's presence. And like the Bible says, you are now the righteous and you are as bold as a lion. Begin to ask God to be in you and give you the grace. I heard this song. I don't know you well. I told Deborah Greg. I'm bold. I'm strong. For the Lord my God has seen me.
I'm bold. I'm strong. For the Lord my God is with me.
I
do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Walking faith and victory. I'm walking faith and victory. For the Lord our God with me.
May God bless you. Always remember God is in you to do miracles. Begin to manifest as a child of God in Jesus' name.
Be bold, be strong. For the Lord our God is with me. I am not afraid. Faith and victory. I'm walking faith and victory. For the Lord our God is with me.
Hallelujah! 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 Glory! Wow! Pastor Vivian! Pastor Vivian! Hallelujah! I tell you, God has some secret warriors.